old hogweeds and different kind of things that would come up in this cotton.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't grass altogether. Sometimes it was weeds of different kinds.
Mm-hmm. What you said you'd use a plow. Now, what different types of plows are there?
Well, they're turning plows, middle busters. Now you take a middle buster and you lay that row off to put the fertilizer in, and then you take a turning plow and lap that dirt up where it make a bed. You know,
mm-hmm.
A turning plow, it just throws the dirt up on one side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's. But now I can't tell you the different kind of plows they used in working this. They used a harrow the first time when the cotton had come up real little. They used a little harrow to go
mm-hmm.
right up close to it, take a big plow that would cover the cotton up, and had to use a very small harrow.
Mm-hmm. Were there different types of harrows?
Yes, there's a good many types of harrows.
Do you remember names for different types?
A little Joe harrow, and side harrow, and just a number of different.
What's a little Joe harrow?
Well, it had little Joe harrow, it had little teeth that went straight down.
Mm-hmm.
And you could take them front teeth out and get on each side of that cotton or corn and go straight and wouldn't have to go on each side. You could just just go one time to the row.
I'm not sure I know what you mean. It would have a space.
A little space, you know, that it wouldn't it wouldn't take up the cotton or corn, just a little.
Oh, I see. So it have two sets of teeth.
Yeah, it had teeth all down around, and you take this middle tooth out, and that just left the side teeth in.
Oh, I see.
And you taught your mule horse to walk just on the side of that plant. Not step on the plant, just on the side of that plant.
Uh-huh.
And then it growed up along, in the 1st of July, they quit plowing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually men, there were some women plowed, but I never did plow any. But there was some women that plowed through the
mm-hmm.
through the springtime. And that cotton growed on to, in July, it went to the 1st of July, well, I believe it's in June, it went to putting on squares, what they call squares, and that little squares would grow, and they'd make the bowl of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a bowl of cotton
mm-hmm.
is. And this bowl would stay on, and along back the middle of August here, this bowl would begin to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, some summers, the cotton would open earlier than other summers. And we would go to picking cotton, and it would
mm-hmm.
be so hot till you could hardly stay out and stoop down and pick cotton. But it was from, we got there at sunup and we stayed till 11 o'clock. And then after dinner, we went back as quick as we thought we could stay in the hot sun, and we picked cotton till 9.
Mm-hmm.
And we would carry the cotton to a covered shelter we had some cotton house, what we call cotton houses in the field. And we would totally carry this cotton as we picked it to the cotton house, weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got